today's guests, Ray Roberts, as well as Dylan Lusk. Musical guest, Ray Roberts and the Dylan Lusk Band. And your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun. Hello, people of the internet. Oh, I never said that before. Internet people.
No. I like where you're going with this.
I retract my statement. welcome to the Unbelievables. I am your fearless host and captain.
I am your fearful host and lieutenant.
And lieutenant. And your name is, apparently?
Captain Lieutenant.
Captain Lieutenant. Thank you, Captain Lieutenant.
You're welcome.
It's nice to have you on board.
You're welcome, Master Admiral.
Check the gauges.
Yes, very.
What does this one
pressured
say?
So pressured.
Good. Excellent. Welcome to this week's episode. We have our two guests, of course, Mr. Dylan Lusk and Mr. Ray Roberts. How are you, my friends?
What up?
Hello.
Was that your singing voice, Dylan?
No. Just kind of my podcast voice.
What is your singing voice?
Well, you got to do a singing podcast for that.
Well,
got us.
Do we have that?
Yeah, we got that one started. Let's get our
singing. All right, scrap all this.
Welcome to the singing podcast.
This is where we sing every bit of the podcast. We sing every word. Is just singing. And today we have Senor Lusk.
Okay. What up?
There we go.
It's the same as my podcast voice.
Oh, my good heavens.
Oh, it's confusing.
Thank you for coming today and listening to our singing podcast.
Arriba! Wait, what? That's not
you.
I don't know what that was. It's a good show, though. Welcome, Dylan.
I'd like to listen to that one, actually.
If you prefer to listen to that show, fuck you.
Yeah, right.
Dylan, you are the recent winner of the Stand and Deliver Challenge.
Yes, very recent. Not even 24 hours since that it happened.
Wow.
So very recent.
Not enough time to really bring it in, you know?
Bring it in? What are you bringing it into? You could collect your imaginary award and show it to your mom or something?
Yeah.
Does she put it on the fridge?
Yeah.
He still doesn't feel like he's won.
Oh, it hasn't caught up with you yet.
It's like a monthly thing. They send you prizes, but it's...
What?
It's like when you have a baby and you can't realize you're a parent yet. That's kind of what it's like.
No.
I'm confused.
It's not like that.
Wait, it's not like that?
No, it's not like being a parent
at all. See, I'm confused because I won previously and I haven't gotten any... awards in the mail.
Well, remember your door doesn't have the number you gave me on. You probably gave them that.
The
number.
Chamber on the nuclear sub.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or this seems like an area where they would steal your packages. So,
well, we don't have a lot of neighbors down here in the down here below.
I noticed
the sea
that parking
level.
Lot was extremely bare.
Well, what
the parking
lot?
I don't understand.
The floating parking lot?
Yeah, I mean, you had to end up on the submarine somehow. Where did you park in Maryland?
Oh, there is that floating parking lot in Maryland. Mm.
You're right. See, not a lot of people know this, but Maryland isn't attached to the continent of the United States.
You think it would be because it looks like it is.
On every map, it is.
It
but
can be detached.
Exactly.
It's the elites lying to you.
Yeah.
Liberal elites lying to you.
Who's that?
That's Mr. Ray Roberts. Ray Roberts, you recently won my affection.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, what's
Much
this competition I haven't been invited to?
Have you been invited to any competitions lately, Ray?
I don't think I've been in very many competitions. I mean, I did kind of roast somebody not too long ago, but...
Topical!
Who may that have been?
Who could it have been?
It might have been.
Was it someone in this room? Guest?
Was it Ty?
It wasn't a tie.
No?
Was it
a tie?
Was it a tie?
You couldn't even roast a
Was it Thai? Was it from Thailand?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I know.
There we go.
I got it.
That's terrible. No, the roast wasn't a tie. There was a definite winner. I was there for that one. That was during the Sad Boys Social Club show.
Was that the first one? The first one.
Of the Sad Boys.
That was a good show.
Who is the saddest?
Oh, most definitely Chris Paul. Oh. He's a sad man.
Not George? Is George still sad?
George is pretty sad.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you know what?
He smiles in the pictures still, and that's how I know he's the most sad.
This is the happiest thing that happened to him.
He's pretty sad right now, too. We're all a little sad. And one of us is less boy. That'd be Tabitha Jones. Tabitha
Jones. Is that why she's sad?
She's more sad than boy, yes. Yeah. And we are about equally sad and boy.
Is she 77% as sad as you, or...
She's more sad, but less boy.
I'm not really an accountant. Did you go to school for accounting?
No.
Or did you go to school for selling vehicles?
I went to school for selling vehicles.
Did you?
Yeah.
What university?
Sell me this sub.
Sell me this sub. I'm going to hand you the sub, and you're going to sell it to me.
Here's the
keys. If you gave me a free sub, I'm keeping it.
Well, but you have to sell it to me.
Johnny, that's actually a pretty good idea. He just keeps the sub. Because then he'd have it.
Nobody turns down
a free sub.
Yeah,
that's good for like all you guys.
Wow.
Really.
But since I have this free sub, if you gave me like $20 for it, I'll let you have it back.
$20? That's kind of steep.
I think I have $20. What do you say?
I'm just being intentionally difficult, though.
What do you say to $75?
How about like $50?
Oh, I can't.
I won't go below 70.
Yeah. Dylan, can you like, could we borrow some money? We need to buy the sub back from Ray.
Well, he should just sell it and give you guys like a finder's fee kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Is that how selling this shit works?
I guess, yeah. I mean, who would you give the... Because you're finding it from us.
If we built... does it still count if we built it as finding it?
I don't know.
You found all the parts.
We did find all the parts. We bought most of the
what
parts.
What is this sub made out of, by the way?
A lot of things.
Dreams?
Mostly, dreams. Yeah. Mostly the imagination.
What are you talking about?
Steel. Native American tears.
Yeah, Native American tears.
That's just because we that's precious.
How, that's the propulsion.
That's how. that's
it's
our
100% fuel.
It's like nitrous. Yeah. I mean, that's why they were exterminated.
You guys run out of fuel, you just litter, and then more Native American tears.
Right. Well, that's why they almost went extinct like the buffalo, because they were a valuable resource.
That's right.
They were just being used.
Yes. Okay.
Native Americans and buffaloes are one and the same to me.
Yeah. is that not wrong?
Oh, my God. Buffalo are way more useful. Sorry, that was terrible.
Dylan,
you just lost your one Native American fan.
I know, dang it.
Out there in Ireland.
I love Native Americans.
As do I.
I'm part Native American, kind of.
Are you?
Yeah, it's not.
I thought we were discussing how you have a family crest that is quite obviously from Northern England. Because your coat of arms is a bridge, because your last name is Trowbridge.
And a man-at-arms.
A man-at-arms.
And a bridge.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
What can I say?
Dylan, who did you face in the Stand and Deliver Challenge?
Which is Josh Morrow.
Oh, yeah. Ah. Well, that's a formidable opponent.
Yeah.
Or was he not? You're looking at me as like, I don't think so. I think he's pretty dumb.
Did you get to push him over or like push him?
I didn't get to, but I did.
Oh, cool.
There's a little bit of an elevation. There's a stage, so you could, if you wanted to, just push them off.
Oh, really? That would be...
It looked like more of a stumble to everyone, but...
You know what would be really cool?
But we know.
We all feel it.
Yep.
What if it was just a giant circle, and the circle slowly gets smaller the more you tell jokes, and like... You have to push each other up. Really, that's not really a joke system.
Are you just trying to imagine like a comedy, a terrible amateur comedy version of like that Disney, what was it, or that Nickelodeon a challenge show?
I'm thinking of like the Wiped Out. Remember that?
Wipe Out,
Wipe Out, yeah.
Wipe Out, but that's with comedy.
I think it'd be more fun to have like a Scott Pilgrim like comedy thing where you could like actually physically hurt somebody with your jokes.
With your jokes?
Oh, instead of like emotionally.
That would
like,
be awesome. And the better joke you tell, the more animation you get.
Yeah, like it hits them, and like you have like the wave go over them.
That'd be super rad.
Yeah,
be like,
that'd be sweet.
Yeah, I think that'd be really cool.
And then you get coins because everybody knows you don't get paid for this shit.
Yeah, like, you just get some. You get tokens. You drink.
Yeah,
drink
you get
tokens.
Like you get tokens to get like gumballs and shit.
Gumballs. Awesome.
Sounds about right. I almost had the opportunity to be paid for comedy last week.
What?
And, where at?
I didn't think they did that anymore.
Did they know you were doing that?
The thing that was going on in my mind, I was like, what do I do now? If I get paid, do I change my career on Facebook? Is that what everyone does, like after their first comedy paycheck? But it fell through. It did not work. But I was just like, I was excited. I was like, oh, wow. I get
disqualify
paid.
You from the College Olympics, or the Comedy Olympics, right?
Oh.
If you get paid once.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Then I'd, I lose all my sponsors.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got paid once when Devin Connor was still doing Jilly's, and I still went into the amateur competition at the Funny Stop. So
okay.
Well,
you can squeeze by.
I guarantee Pete heard that, so you're that's probably fine. Never coming back.
Well, it was more like I think it was I was going to be paid and I was going to be given gas money, or I was just going to be given gas money.
That both counts as being things. Paid.
Yeah, yes.
That counts.
That counts. What was the five topics that you guys had to make jokes about at the stand and deliver thing? Oh, which is, by the way, a friend of the show, Bill Squire and Cody Cooper put this show on the East End on Thursday nights. And one of the cool things that Cody started was this stand and deliver thing, which is basically at the beginning of the show, two comics are given five topics by the crowd that they then make jokes for.
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty off the cuff.
No, it's not.
it is the opposite. On the cuff.
It is the opposite of...
I don't know what the cuff is.
If there's a cuff, it's on it. That's for sure. Let's see. There was steroids.
Okay.
Fake tits.
Mm-hmm.
Man buns.
Okay.
LeBron James and Charles Barkley.
So it was like them.
Had to Google that one.
So together, the joke had to be about them together.
Okay. Yes.
That's
tough.
Yeah,
they're related. Top hats.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was Schizo Bill.
Schizo Bill.
Yep.
He's always there. He's a, yep. He is a...
Funny hats was not specific enough, so he went with top hats.
Okay. I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah.
I like top hats.
It's got to be a little specific, but it's got to be not too specific. Like Charles Barkley and LeBron James. I had a topic. It was Scholastic books. Like ooh. The Scholastic
oh,
book.
God,
no, it was the Scholastic book truck. And I was like, that is way too specific.
Yeah.
And
there's a truck?
Yeah, there was back in the day. And
what day? Thursday? Thursday?
May 5th.
The Revenge of the 5th?
99, I think.
Cinco de Mayo?
I'm going to guess.
Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, absolutely. Jeez. That's he's right. He's not
you were
wrong.
Just reading books?
Hey!
All Spanish.
All the books.
Hey!
They would only sell Spanish books. And Scholastico! Abros los libros! Escolástico! Welcome, señor señoritas, to...
Are we trying to lose every demographic?
Absolutely.
No, we're trying to gain one.
We're desperately trying to get the Latinos here. Trying to get the Latinos.
There's going
to
be more of them than us.
I have listeners in Indonesia, Ireland, and Australia, but I don't have a single one from Mexico. I also have one from Japan.
Oh,
so
Japan? Did you build
come
the wall
on, Mexico?
Around the sub?
Oh no!
Oh,
Ray has some excellent input, as everyone knows. Ray is a favorite on this show.
Favorite? Did you hear?
Did you hear that?
I didn't. I haven't been able to hear you guys this whole time.
I wanted to whisper this just between us, but like microphones.
But Ray always has his spectacular...
Hey, could you guys turn down your headphones for a second?
Yeah, why not? I don't see a problem.
That's the sound.
Mine has a knob.
Do you kind of want to leave?
Dude, I hate this podcast.
I mean, I thought I was on one of the other lousy weather shows.
Hey, Ray, did you turn off your headphones too, or is it just us?
Huh? Me?
I can't hear you.
Oh,
you have to use hand signals. Okay.
Oh.
A banana...
A doctor
is taking a field goal kick.
Can't see.
He has no
John
vision.
Cena. John Cena.
Oh, okay. John Cena
Cena's smells.
Taking a kick.
John Cena smells.
He smells
like a like goal. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Like a touchdown.
Touch
dance.
Touchdown from heaven. Can't
oh,
hear.
We're gonna have to turn our headphones back on.
Just turn your headphones back on. You know.
What language was that?
That was tough.
I was trying.
To speak
John
in
Cena.
Espanol. Oh my god. Audience.
I'm Wani.
What?
Wani.
Okay.
Oh, Wani.
What? You just got this.
Guess that joke's just for you guys.
It's just for those guys.
It looks like a blast to be in on that joke.
Great time.
It's just the Spanish word for John, but he's like freaking out.
Tell me, that's fucking funny.
Now I understand.
Yeah, it's not that I just got it. It's that nobody else did.
I know. Well, I don't think... there was an off-mic conversation earlier about Mr. John Candy. Is that what you're referencing?
No!
Yes. Yes, it is. Mr. Juan Candy. He's your...
Oh, my good God. What have you guys been up to, Dylan? Or what have you been up to, Johnny? I haven't seen you in a little bit, actually. We haven't convened in some time.
I've been planning my wedding.
Oh! Is it going to be in Cancun?
Yeah! Oh, get married to Juanita!
We know a Juanita, don't we?
Do we?
I don't know.
I don't think we do.
I think I do. Maybe.
Wanda?
No.
No, Juanita.
I know a Juanita.
The girl version of John.
That's
Jen.
Jen. I wonder if Juanita is like the Jennifer, the Spanish Jennifer.
Yeah, I don't know if Jennifer is the girl version. It'd be like Jocelyn.
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 These shrimp are divine.
Where's our rich
Oh, yeah, we need
music.
Our sophistication, yeah.
Oh, Jocelyn.
Oh.
These shrimp are terrible.
These are absolutely dreadful.
They still have the digestive tract.
I'm sending them back to the waiter. Waiter, come here. Come here.
Yes, monsieur.
Where did you get the shrimp from?
Barbados.
I want to talk to the chef. Chef?
Chef?
What's wrong with the shrimp?
The digestive...
Where did you get this shrimp from?
From my home country. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, where is your home country?
Monsieur Chef, if I had to guess...
It's east of here.
I want to talk to your boss. Let me talk to your boss.
What can I do for you?
Monsieur Boss. Monsieur Boss.
You said Monsieur Boss?
Wait. Ooh, why are you hassling my chef?
Hulk Hogan?
Monsieur Hogan, where did your chef get the shrimp?
East! Didn't you hear him?
Sacre bleu!
Not from the east!
Not from the east! It's the worst shrimp. Eastern shrimp.
Eastern shrimp. Wait,
Eastern shrimp.
Where's it
Maine,
from?
Eastern
that way.
Oh, that's good. I do like shrimp from that way.
That, you know what? Dylan pointed the right direction.
That's a great way to have shrimp.
I'm looking at our compass right now. We have a really big compass.
Yeah.
South is
Daddy,
gumbo.
How big is your compass? Is your compass huge?
How big is it? Are you doing your one. Yeah, you're doing your...
East.
Are you doing the count?
Not a lot of people
know this, but Dylan provides a lot of voices for the Muppets. The Count is one of them.
Isn't
the Count Sesame Street?
Yeah, the Count is Sesame Street.
From Sesame Street.
That's not the Muppets.
They're still Muppets. They're the same thing.
I'm no butting you right now.
They all look the same.
Oh.
Now we're going to lose Muppets.
We lost the Muppet
vote.
But
we gained Latinos.
Arriba!
Wait, what was the name of that one?
Here's a good question, though. Did we lose the Latino Muppets? I hope not! Hey!
Here we go! What kind of drink you have there? Dos Equis?
I got Dos Equis! I love that we actually sound there's like 20 people. Whenever we do that, it sounds like there's a crowd of friendly Latino men.
It's because
one of us is using the back of the microphone.
Which one?
Speaking of microphone technique, Ray, you dropped a little bomb saying that you didn't learn how to use a microphone properly until 8 months into comedy.
Yeah, I mean, before comedy, I learned everything from mic holding, like from 8 Mile.
Oh, nice.
So I did that wrong.
Solid source of reference.
And then, like, for the 7 people who have seen me do comedy, the only reason I know how to use a microphone now is that I press it against my chin, and then they just have to change the levels.
That's what I do.
They have to adjust to me.
See, I learned my mic technique from Ken Burns, so I talk very quietly. But then I eventually.
So you're constantly moving it away from yourself and closer.
It's always moving very slowly to my mouth, and then slowly
I do imagine you for like whatever your first special or when you like run like your own comedy like show.
Any of us are gonna get a special.
Like
maybe I will, Dylan.
We all know Anthony. We all know Jorge and Anthony. Like it's a possibility. But I want you with like an old school Bob Barker like microphone. Like it's gotta happen.
I requested one of those for one of our sketches where I play. Yeah, you were there, right? Where I play a game show host. And I requested a very long mic, and I made them. I just made my own extremely long microphones.
Is that on your writer? Like long microphones?
No brown M&Ms.
Longest mic you guys have.
I need the longest.
Quick, I need the longest mic you have.
Hey, you in the third row, hold my mic.
Whoa, jeez.
It's like a pole vault sort of.
Oh, wow.
That'd be like a boom mic. Like,
it's a boom mic. That's awesome.
I used to think, like, what if I did comedy with a lavalier mic, like a clip-on? Then I'd have both hands free, and then I'd look extra weird because I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
What do you guys do to solve that?
Would you hold, like, a prop microphone?
I just hold a mic.
Yes.
No. You hold with one hand, obviously, but what do you do with your other hand?
Drink.
That's a good point. You do drink.
You could hold, like, a petrified squirrel and then just be like, I didn't have a mic. Here's a petrified squirrel.
Would I hold it like it's perched, or would I just... It would
by
be
the neck.
Dead.
By the neck.
By the neck. How dare you? So, when it's a petrified squirrel, though, I mean, I don't really need to show... It's or like, am I just asserting dominance like it's prison rules?
Yeah. All of the above.
Okay, cool. I filled in all the boxes. But what about you, Ray? I
kind of touch my face.
You do.
A lot.
You do that a lot. You scratch your beard on the mic.
It's real. Yeah. It's. I don't know how to stop it
here
like,
and.
Oh God.
Yeah. Like in a high school, I think it was psych or social class. We just kind of picked cards to like observe other people, and one of the things was see how often your person touches their face, and in like a 2 or 3 minute window, I touched my face like 20 times.
Jeez.
Well, I had like acne on my face, so I like always thought like I could hide it with my hand.
Oh, yeah.
So like it's still kind of like a weird thing. Like when I'm thinking or when I feel insecure, like I used to stand on stage with like my arms crossed.
I think you still do that because you'll tuck the microphone in like one arm and just like tuck it. And I love that because you do a lot of shrugging too.
Just that's when I kind of give up on my set is just like, you know what? Yeah. Fuck it. Let's see what
you just cross your arms and pout. You've
had some great bits where even at the end of it, everyone's still coming down from laughter and you just go, I don't know. I'm like, no, you killed it. You know, it was like, that was a great bit. I don't know.
That's just because
a lot of shrugging.
Like that's just like a rambling thought in my mind. Like it'd be funny if I sat down and wrote something funny, but like,
wait, are you telling us that your entire set is improv every time?
No, like I have
we
ideas.
Love improv here.
Yeah, we love it so much.
Sometimes
that's
we do
the
it.
Name of the submarine.
The improv so much?
Yeah. Wait, what?
I'm just asking questions here, man.
You are asking questions.
I've been doing the lean, like put your hand on the mic stand.
Oh.
That's tricky, because if the
like
mic
that.
Stand can't, yeah. I mean, you're lighter than me.
On
so, like,
Wednesday,
like,
I moved it too far to the end of the stage and did a little, you know?
Wednesday is at LVT, right?
Yeah. Short How, stage,
it's
but...
A short, yeah, I was going to say.
Long fall.
Very similar to stand and deliver.
Yes.
Short the best stage, part long about fall. That, though, is that nobody's paying attention. So you can get away
there
with
that.
There
you go. Everyone's turning the opposite way.
Everyone looks away from their phone whenever I knock
this
off
is very
the stage.
Inside, though.
Maybe you've discovered a new strategy to get everyone's attention. Yeah. Act like you're dying.
Yeah. Also, at LVT once, I pulled the mic out of the stand and hit myself right in the teeth.
Oh, jeez. That was a
right at the beginning, though. So everyone was like, all right, let's see what this guy's got.
I like where this guy starts. Yeah, he's got a good opener. Yeah.
Hey, listener from
Next week,
Indonesia.
I'm
going to
shoot a gun in the air.
I'm talking to the one listener in Indonesia. Start saving your money. Fly to like Cleveland International.
Yeah.
Come out to Lakewood on Wednesdays. Get there about 8:30 because the show doesn't start till like 10.
Okay.
But you want to get a couple beers in you and just, I mean, soak in like that is the open mic where just like everybody knows nobody's paying attention to you, but we're still talking to like our recorder and our phone. That's Northeast Ohio comedy in one night.
I think Tic Tac would, or Tic Tac, Tic Tac.
Tic Tac Toe, bro.
Oh!
Gonna play some Tic Tac Toe right here. Hold on, let's get out the board.
Oh,
all right,
baby.
Dylan, you put down the first one.
It's my favorite game. I wish I wouldn't have said the word.
All right, Dylan's going with X's. All right, we're gonna do.
Oh, I'm all about the O's.
Wow. Man, what a good-ass game of tic-tac-toe that was.
It was a great game.
You equalized this before you put it out, right? Or
those clips will remain.
You guys are like the kids that play video games with people but don't tell them how to play, and you guys have played it a million times.
That's definitely true.
So this is why I try to pair new guests with guests that have been in on here previously, so they kind of get the ropes.
Guests that have a hazy memory of being here.
Precisely.
Not only a hazy memory of being here, you've been here multiple times, Ray, and I think both occasions you consider hazy.
Didn't he get stuck on?
I did after my first one. The first one I remember quite decently.
Yeah.
To all the other ones, I remember
it. I mean, the
decently.
Last one, when there was like that guy from like the Akron mayor's office, I just kind of phased
Nelson
off.
Nelson Phipps.
Nelson Phipps. We love Nelson Phipps. He was on last week.
Yeah, he didn't hold my attention very well. I mean, it's.
Oh, that's a shame. Like, he's a very agreeable man, Nelson Phipps. Dylan, Nelson Phipps is the assistant mayor of Akron.
Did you see the 100 Bridges?
Yeah, I know. I follow politics.
Oh, my apologies.
Did you see his book? 100 Bridges of Akron?
Oh, yeah, the 100 Bridges of Akron.
A million and 100 bridges.
The last couple are just boards over ditches.
That he laid himself.
Is his next one going to be 101 Bridges of Akron?
That's right.
It's really about just filling pages. I remember a couple times driving into Cleveland, I was listening to, The Lake.
Love the lake.
People, locals in Northeast Ohio will know of the lake, but they have a morning show with Mark Nolan and a couple other people, and they interview
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, Mark Nolan's it's his dad. And Mark Nolan's a weather guy, but he interviews people from Cleveland that do Cleveland related things. And multiple times they've had people with books that are like 1,001 things to see in Cleveland, and they'll mention all the things. They're like, why'd you put this in the book? And they're like trying to dance around just saying, I just have to fill space.
Oh, God.
And it's terrible. Sad. It's a little sad because it's happened
twice. A book
twice.
Has a front and an end, or a beginning and an end, and then there's all this shit in the middle. So.
I don't know what to do. I had a lot of pictures.
Wait, what was a really dumb one?
Oh, man, I can't recall. It was Cleveland. Just a lot of landmarks.
The can.
Just a scratch and
the can.
A scratch and sniff page of the Cuyahoga River.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's actually a solid idea.
The Applebee's bathroom.
Just you put your hand on it and it sticks to it.
Oh, God.
Why is it interactive? Who decided?
It reminds me of one of those
because people from Cleveland can't read.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Solid.
They're like, this is the Applebee's in Avon.
Oh, I know that anywhere.
I've touched this wall.
Yeah.
It says Applebee's. I think it's a coupon book. You just show up with it. What is this? What is this? Could be a free entree?
It reads it out loud.
Well, let me see the manager then.
Where are these shrimp from?
East.
From the east.
Oh, good God. All right, we're not going there again. Oh, boy. All right. I hate to do this.
Now I'm
going to
bring that back the whole time.
Dang it.
Maybe you can bring it back once we come back from the break. We'll be right back with a few moments, or in a few moments.
With a few moments.
We'll be back with a few moments of comedy.
We'll be back very soon with more Ray Roberts and Dylan Lusk and more of The Unbelievables after this.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
This night, on the second half of the Unbelievables podcast, an angry commenter joins the Quattro to complain about the most dire thing: impoliteness.
Okay, guys, welcome back to the Unbelievables. Unfortunately, Ray had to go. He had to go
build a sandcastle.
Change his dog or something.
Change his
sandcastle
dog.
Yeah, change his He had to make a new sandcastle dog. But we still have Dylan Lusk here.
Hey, Dylan.
What up?
Oh, he's singing again.
His signature. Yeah, he's singing again. His signature intro. And of course, I'm your host, Mike Calhoun, along with my co-host, Johnny Trowbridge. I guess we'll just talk to Dylan here for a discussion. We'll get real deep into it. Yeah.
Wait, do you hear the knocking on the sub? On the outside of the sub?
I'll tell you what, I didn't hear it until you mentioned it.
Really?
Yeah.
Odd. I will open it up. Hold on, there's going to be a lot of water in here. All right, here we go.
Splash. Bang.
Bang. Oh, so much water. Water. Let it drain. Press the drain button.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Who is this dude?
Hello? Me, how'd you
get here?
I know how to swim.
And who are you, sir?
Everybody wants to call me Steve Dirt, but I go by Esteban Dirte.
Esteban Dirte?
Yeah, I'm 1/32nd Mexican American, and I just want to let you know that the first half of your podcast was very offensive to me.
Oh, was it?
Wow. Hang on.
Like all of you?
I have a question.
Or just 30 seconds of you.
How did you hear the first half of the... We're recording it now. We haven't even...
That's a great point.
So, you don't understand the grapevine of the progressives, okay? We just know, like, I was outraged an hour before this.
What?
Yes.
So you were making your way here.
I have a liberal spidey sense, and I just wanted to come here and stop this before it even hit the airs.
Oh, okay.
Airs. The airs. That's multiple usually where, airs.
Yeah. I don't like to... I'm not going to discriminate all of the airs. I mean, they always say that it's on air, but it's got to be on all the airs. Carbon and oxygen get too much... I'm all flustered. You're making me feel unsafe.
I understand.
Hydrogen is underappreciated in the airs.
I told you, please settle down.
I agree.
Someone give him a shot of fucking Ritalin or something. But yeah, I completely understand, Mr. Did you say Esteban Dirt?
Dirte?
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Some people are saying that it's cultural appropriation for me to take on the 1/32nd of my heritage, but I mean, I'm obviously very passionate.
Yeah,
that's the part of me that goes with my Mexican American roots.
What's the
rest of you like?
Why
does that matter? Why does that matter? I identify with my Mexican American roots.
Okay.
Why are you backing me into a corner?
What corner?
Where is the safe space on the sub?
There's a lot of corners on the sub.
There's no safe space on the sub.
It's not the safest sub.
It's really not.
It's got some leakage.
You willingly came to the sub.
Water pouring in.
This is a whole sub of Milo Antonioupolis's.
What?
Well, that's
Antonioupolis.
Could you speak English?
That's not the Yiannopoulos model sub, but it's close. It looks like one.
Oh,
I can understand how you can get that. Yeah, it looks similar. I can understand how you
can get
confused.
The blonde one looks a lot like him.
I understand. Oh. It looks a lot like that conservative talker and hate speech man. Yeah.
Hate speech guy.
Yeah, he's not a great guy. But
we
would try to accommodate you. We apologize if we offended you.
There was just
a
lot of shouting. I mean, obviously I'm very laid back and very calm.
You seem
and then
so.
Like
you
played the like ay 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 music and I didn't like that at all.
Wait, what's the music of people?
What's the name of
the music of my people? What do you mean my people?
Music of a 1/32nd of your people.
Wait, 1/32nd of him or 1/32nd
of
his
people?
I'd like
to hear him describe the music again, because I didn't really
What
quite
was the
catch...
name of the music?
The music was like, ay, ay, ay.
Whoa. That sounded racist. Whoa.
That's maracas. That is a musical instrument from my homeland.
What was the name of that? Aye, aye, aye music?
That's the cabana woman lady. You know, like the lady on like the bananas.
Of course.
What's her name? Chica.
Chiquita. Chiquita. Get it right. Chiquita. Not Shakira. Happy birthday, girl. But Chiquita.
Oh, sorry. Jeez.
Shakira.
So sorry.
Stay fierce.
I love Shakira.
Hashtag fierce.
Does that help? Does that help our reputation?
I mean, her hips don't lie, but you do, all right?
Oh. Do you know her? You know her, right?
You know this.
Who, Shakira?
Yes.
Shakira. Yeah, girl, I know you.
I'm getting a little bit more
Mexican right now, okay?
I can tell by your accent that you know her.
Is that Mexican?
I did listen to a lot of Beyonce. You hear, she's having twins.
Is she Mexican?
I mean, a little bit. Beyonce, you tell me that that's not Mexican.
It might be. He has a point there.
I don't know.
It's got the accent mark over the E and everything.
I thought that was French.
That was kind of French. It's a little French.
Nah.
Well, okay.
They stole that shit. They stole that shit.
We'll table that for a minute. well, Esteban, I apologize. Is there anything we could do to rectify?
Yeah.
I mean, just do what you white boys do, and just do white things. You know,
talk about
toast.
Dylan's pretty white.
Toast is pretty white.
You like toast?
Well, actually,
Dylan?
Toast.
Yeah,
is typically not.
I
very
do
white.
Like it a little darker though.
Uh-oh. I mean, burnt toast is good for hangovers, and
is that true?
Is it?
Is that
why are you talking about white stuff so much?
Is that a Mexican remedy? The burnt toast for hangovers?
No, we have.
It's a Mexican.
Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Oh God!
I hope I
Don't
didn't offend
so
you,
fucking
Esteban.
Insensitive,
Dylan. You seem to be turning on me as well. I think. Are you taking the side of Esteban?
You know what? I don't like
just
you.
The
God.
Side of the table. I just feel like I should.
Wait, what about Johnny? You too?
Yeah, I don't like you.
You're all turning on me because of Esteban here.
Well, Esteban's last name is right. I can remember.
Whatever sentence just emerged from your mouth, I'm gonna just ignore.
Okay.
And I'm gonna
let's both do that.
I'm gonna ask our guest Esteban, how did you find this sub? I mean, we do a comedy show here.
Yeah, you know that, right?
And
a comedy that you can't hide behind the veil of comedy.
We can't.
Everything is serious.
Oh, okay.
I mean, have you heard Amy Schumer? She is the best. B-E-S-T best.
Is she?
Ever since she decided to take on real issues, she is the B-E-S-T best. Hey, girl.
I thought she was
percentage
comedian.
Of you likes Amy Schumer so much?
150%.
Okay.
Because facts don't matter in my liberal agenda.
Oh, jeez.
You
talk very.
You kind of sound like you're doing a parody of a. Of
you're
a liberal.
Very.
You don't even.
You're a very
sound...
abstract talker.
I mean, I show up and vote. I mean, sometimes.
Okay.
Like
sounds like a liberal.
I mean, I voted in the primaries for I was with her.
You okay. were with her.
The one she's like this tall.
Jill.
You were with
Jill.
Oh, I thought he was talking about Beyonce again.
Meryl Streep.
I mean, Katy Perry liked her a lot.
Oh, Katy Perry.
Madonna.
I mean, Madonna liked her a lot.
Shakira.
I don't remember her name or her policies, but I was just like, really? But I was with her. Hashtag, I'm with her. I don't remember her name or her policies, but this,
you're
just
with
all
her.
These dudes.
Hey, I believe you.
And
you
all these Bernie bros wanting to bring the ship down. And I mean, but like her,
those
you know, I was
Bernie
with.
Bros.
I'm just sick of the white man getting in the way of everything.
Okay.
Oh,
because
geez.
Hashtag, I'm with her.
Okay.
Because the other 1/32nd of me is a Mexican man.
Really,
the other 31 seconds of me are just an upset white woman who has been oppressed my entire life.
Okay,
right.
So that's the other 31?
Yeah.
Okay. So
is that a metaphor? Or
I think we've discovered that, guys. I think Esteban is a transgender as well. And
We don't like to be called a transgender. Just
you are transgender.
I don't,
just the.
But I don't
you
identify
are the transgender.
As the.
Don't put it.
I'm not the trans. Like the Ohio State. I'm not the transgender. Like,
did you go to
I'm,
Ohio State?
No.
Oh, do you like Ohio?
I don't go to public schools because there's not enough safe spaces. So I like do University of Phoenix online so I can like cuddle with
all
right, my like little plush toy.
Dylan, didn't you go to the University of Phoenix online?
Do
they have Spanish?
I was
classes?
A dean there for.
You were the dean?
Yeah, for about 4 months.
Do you remember Esteban?
What did you teach?
Racism.
What?
That's an online only course? Or do you have to come to class?
Well, whenever they came to class, it got very heated. So
good point.
It turned
very
into
good
an
point.
Online only class.
I guess that's very wise.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to join racism just so I could learn their side, but I couldn't afford like the hoods and whatnot.
Okay.
So I mean, not only was it like oppressive by it being against like the white woman and Mexican man, and
yeah, of course,
it was oppressive because I'm lower middle class and I couldn't.
You couldn't afford
hoods.
Oh,
the hood.
Not a lot of people know this, but all racists wear hoods.
Yes.
They.
Yeah.
You can identify.
Trayvon Martin wore a hood.
Oh
God.
Extremely racist young man.
Yeah.
Of course. He attacked. That
he had
fella.
A bag full of Skittles and they were only the wild berry flavor. He did not have a whole bag of Skittles.
What is your favorite flavor of Skittle, Esteban?
I don't have a favorite flavor of Skittle.
You got very excited over this question.
You don't have a favorite.
I eat M&M's because they're different colors, but they all taste the same because that's how liberalism works.
That's how humans work, I suppose. We're all the same.
Did you hear the Z snap over the mic?
I heard some.
I heard some of it, yeah.
If you'd like to try it again.
I'm not that good at snapping.
Okay,
so.
I understand.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, you seem to be a little hard on yourself.
You're a good snapper.
You know, I'm just... It's like I'm stuck in this white body and like...
He's crying.
I just want to hand him the tissues, Dylan.
Dylan, why are you crying?
I'm just sitting here being white and trying to just be funny.
Why are you crying?
I don't see what's to cry about.
One of those things you're doing very well. But hand him the tissues regardless.
The thing is...
Oh, here's a letter from Ray. He just wanted to apologize for losing every single one of your actual liberal...
Did he write that into the table? He carved that into the table?
Did he hand you that letter when he was walking out of here and you were walking in?
You know, like 7 minutes into your bit, just start reading this and explain to like George Dunn that he doesn't need to fucking write a blog about this, okay?
Okay. I'll you know, I see George, so I'll just talk to him personally. And let him know that he doesn't need to.
Oh, yeah, sorry, your friends. I don't know, the other one that doesn't like you.
Oh.
Oh, there's
tons. An other one.
Yeah, I don't like to call them an other one or the other one. They're just the ones. But I'm glad Ray gave you that note. Well, if you don't mind.
He just understands like the plight of our people.
Did you say that Ray Roberts, as in plugging his Twitter page there?
His Twitter is at the Ray Roberts, not that Ray Roberts.
I understand. Oh.
At the Ray Roberts. You can find his Instagram as well, because I mean, he's trying to make like a lifestyle kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
See, I knew he was a male model, and man.
He's got a male modeling page. He just lets it all out there. Everybody in this world wants you to be fit. They don't want you to love yourself.
Yeah.
So he puts pictures of himself in his underwear and like some random African dude on his Facebook page.
Okay.
Why is this funny?
He's getting a little upset because
he just wants to be diverse.
Absolutely, yeah. Ray's a very diverse man.
Is it true Ray has like an MTV Cribs like level of a shoe collection?
Did you know that? I mean, you guys sound like your friends.
I mean, he's got like
in that quick interaction you guys had in the hallway.
Yeah, that's right.
What hallway? It's like I've known him for years.
The ocean hallway.
He was swimming out while I was swimming in.
Oh.
He gave me a warning. He told me that some like bullshit was going on. He was like, "Don't melt here, Snowflake. Don't melt here, Snowflake. You're a one of a kind."
Okay.
And you know, like.
He handed you
a paper letter while he was swimming.
Yeah, it was laminated.
It was laminated.
It was Johnny, it was fucking laminated. You were just so clueless as to the things we have on the sub.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ray wrote a manifesto regarding the first half of this podcast.
It was so annoying to laminated. Wait that whole break for him to write that whole thing.
Well, I didn't know what he was doing. I mean, the first time he was on here, he stayed on the sub and he carved a bunch of hate speech into the walls.
Yeah, that's Ray.
Right? Absolutely.
I heard that he used the N-word on stage once to win a cheap roast battle, and that's just ridiculous.
That's just so low. How could someone
stoop
so low?
I thought you liked him.
Who would pick suburban Midwest to use the N-word to win a battle?
Only the lowest of the low. It's a good thing he's not here.
The important thing is that he won. All right.
Okay.
I'm confused.
How much do you value?
It's all about numbers.
Yeah. How much do you value roast battle wins, Esteban? Is that really important to you?
I don't. Yes, it's important. Like
roast battles are important to you.
Yes, they're important.
Okay.
But
like
get,
all
like,
of them are just Ray Roberts.
I mean, mostly
battles.
Ray Roberts is.
Oh,
roast
I
battles.
See. Oh, okay. I see.
I'm just gonna say I have a little bit.
You have a little. We're getting into some spicy stuff here. Sounds like we might. Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Hey! Oh yeah. See, I can't fight it. See, you're allowed me. It's
you're allowed to do it.
It's like using the N word.
We will refrain. But you, we want you to indulge in your family heritage. We won't do it.
Yeah, I mean, just like my great uncle from like the left side. You know, they.
Oh,
that's where I got it.
We call it the east side.
I hear
the east.
I hear shitty shrimp comes from the east side. But you know what? I don't want you to like segregate the east side shrimp. I want them merged with the west side shrimp.
Oh,
and then we can have like a whole Midwest side shrimp.
Dylan doesn't agree.
I don't agree with mixing shrimp.
You don't. What? But take a few breaths. Take a few breaths, Esteban.
Breathe.
We're going to ask Dylan.
Why?
Where is the best shrimp?
The in east. Your opinion.
The east shrimp is the best,
yes,
according to you, but you don't want it mixed in with the western shrimp.
I mean, they all have their own place.
Oh, I see.
They have their own characteristics, and I just don't think they should mix.
Okay.
And what are we gonna end up with? Just some some
this
mixed
is what I was talking
brown
about.
Shrimp.
We're in this Trump America.
Wait.
Her would have made sure we would have never been in this America that we are in now. There's walls blocking the shrimp from wherever we want to be.
Yeah.
And
those shrimp walls.
Trump America. Her would have fixed it. That's why I'm with her still. Still with her.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, take a few more breaths. We got to hand him that paper bag.
I don't want to eat a just melting pot
of shrimp.
Now, honestly, I want
separate shrimp with their own characteristics.
All right. Esteban's taking a breather.
What kind of shrimp? Like, what about Western shrimp makes them better?
Well, the Western shrimp aren't better.
No, the Western shrimp wasn't the good.
Oh, you like the Eastern shrimp.
Yeah, the Eastern shrimp.
What makes the Eastern shrimp better?
They work hard.
Okay. They work hard. So is that just because they're biologically larger shrimp? Or what kind of jobs do shrimp usually have?
Well, the Eastern shrimp, you know, they're like good businessmen, and the Western shrimp are...
good business shrimp.
Thug shrimp.
Oh, are they?
I'll say it.
Are you? You're talking about shrimp, right?
I think I understand.
Yes,
I understand.
Yes, I am a very big seafood enthusiast.
So, what about salmon? What's your favorite kind of salmon?
I don't even know if we want to get started.
Maybe we don't want to get started. I apologize for bringing it up. Of course.
What constitutes a thug shrimp?
This is the way they dress, really.
They sag their pants.
They're congregated in the same area.
Esteban, you seem to be having some strange input regarding this shrimp
debate. Oh, yeah. I can't stand this.
Area.
I'm going to leave, and I'm going to bring Ray back.
All right, cool. We're going to take a break. Maybe we can track down Ray. If you took his scuba suit, he's been holding his damn breath for about 20 minutes. Good God. All right.
The lungs on that man, he can go down on men or women as long as he wants.
Wow.
Jeez. Wow. It's some incredible accolades we're hearing. All right. We'll be right back in a few moments with more of the Unbelievables.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
What?
Never really listened to Jay-Z much.
What?
Never did.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta start with the Black Album and work your way backwards.
All right, cool. Welcome back to the Unbelievables.
Just like any good artist. Start with the most recent and work back.
Nah, it's not his most recent, though. He's had other ones.
We're back here with Mr. Ray Roberts and Dylan Lusk and, of course, me and Johnny. And,
hey!
Hi, how's it going? Hey. Ray,
did
you're
Ray
really...
get back?
Well, Ray came back. Well, how...
Ray, how did you get back?
You were quite a swimmer.
My lungs hurt real bad. I want to thank cigarettes for giving my lungs like the strength to last without that much air.
Well, good on them. Good Marlboro.
Yeah.
Good
Marlboro. I do Marlboro Lights. Yep.
People
Marlboro
talk Lights. Too much shit on cigarettes.
Shout out to Johnny's belt buckle.
There you go.
Oh.
More visual things for the podcast.
I want to go back to my first episode and let all the deaf listeners know that they can watch the live stream at some point.
Perfect.
There it is. Brought to you by Squarespace.
Oh,
let's hope so. Let's hope someday.
Stamps.com, keyword unbelievable.
I used to think about that. Like, what would our keyword be? Because our name of the podcast is way too long. I think it would be U-Boat.
U-Boat. Yeah.
If only we had sponsors. And we've got some nice sponsors.
Oh, I hope this one gets sponsored.
We have some nice sponsors.
I listened to the C4 podcast, shout out Lousy Weather. And they had like some random wine one. And I was like, oh shit, fucking Chris Clem selling out.
What kind of wine was it?
What
Mike's
vintage
wine.
Is the wine?
I'd love to know the year of the wine.
1992.
Not a good year.
My
young sir.
Oh.
Not at all.
What about 1892?
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Oh, then we got a podcast for that.
Oh, boy. All right. We're going to play a game. That's what we're going to do.
What's the game?
Do you want to play a game?
Yes.
Would you like to play a game?
I would like to play a game. We're going to play a game, and you know what game that is?
What's the game?
I'm gonna get my effect going. Hold on.
You are cranking that.
I'm cranking it.
Whoa.
And that game is...
Can you sense?
Alright. Everyone knows how to play this game except Dylan. We're going to leave him in the dark.
I couldn't even understand the name of it.
This game is Can You Sell It?
Alright.
One of us will take on the persona of a person from history or from fiction.
Well, who do you want to do it?
I think Ray Roberts should be the person.
Oh, yeah. Give your cards to him.
But I got good cards.
Ray Roberts will pick.
Can you sell it? Let's give it to the car salesman.
That's right.
Well, what's going to happen is Ray will take on the persona of a person. We will be using these cards to create a product from any two cards. And you will sell the product to
whoever
the person that
whoever.
Ray Roberts is. Ray Roberts. What are you doing?
What's happening?
What are you doing, Ray Roberts? What is happening? What are you doing?
It's me, the Pope. It's the
Pope. Oh, my God. Pope Francis.
It's me, the Pope Francis. It's so nice
to see you, Mr. Pope Francis. Or can
the
I just
second.
Call you Mr. Pope?
Call me the second.
I can call you the second. Well, Mr. the second, it's nice to have you on the sub.
I'm a John Paul
the second. You're John Paul the second.
Not Pope Francis. He touched the boys.
Oh. Did he?
He let people be touched by boys.
Okay, well, thank God you're dead and you don't have to worry about any of those things anymore.
I'm the John Paul II ghost.
Okay. Well, actually, I have a great product for you, John Paul II ghost.
Oh, please.
Okay. Well,
it seems so much more joyous than the John Paul II I recall.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm just so happy that you give me more gifts than a god does.
Okay, what? Okay, jeez. Okay, so... I'm imagining that you're getting pretty bored, you know, up in heaven.
Up in heaven?
Yeah, so
okay.
Bored.
Okay.
Pretty boring.
I'm pretty boring.
It's pretty boring. You just sit there. Everyone comes up to you and they go, hey, you're the Pope. And you're like, okay.
I'm one of the many popes. They go, hey, you're the other Pope. You're the one who skis. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah.
So it's boring. So you really want to go anywhere else. That's why I'm offering you the heaven escape.
Oh, wow. That's actually a really solid product there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. As soon as you turn the series of levers, fall right through the clouds and directly into hell, which I'm sure is much more interesting.
For how long?
I don't know. How bored are you?
I'm not that bored. I mean, the Pope, like, I've known a god for a long time.
Okay. Yeah, it's temporary then.
Temporary. I mean, Lucifer's cool, too. He used to be one of the angels.
Yeah, I heard that's, So,
hey, Pope.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Pope, how's it going?
You sound like a sketchy dude. I don't know. I mean, I've been a Pope a long time, and I've been dead a long time.
No, man, no. Forget that. Forget that, Pope. I really respect you, and I think you dying and getting out of the Pope responsibilities is it's a good thing for you. You got a lot more avenues you can explore. And here's what I want for you. You ever wanted to drink Pope?
I drink of the wine.
You drink, yeah, but that's just Christ. That's just his blood. What you want is some good-ass, high-quality alcohol. But you're only going to get that if you hide it, because people still expect you to have, you know, holiness and shit. No. You got to hide it in your soup. You need some alcohol soup. That's what I got for you.
Not it's a very just good a, hiding place.
It's just it's a bowl of soup. It's what's your favorite soup, Pope?
I like a tomato soup.
I don't have any of that. I have chicken noodle. But Bloody it's Mary. Still good. I can throw some tomatoes in there. I'm kind of low on tomatoes right now. The Mexicans, they're killing me. So what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to get you this.
What kind of alcohol you mix with the chicken soup?
Just tequila. Like I said, I'm getting a good deal from the Mexicans on some things, but not others, you know. So it's a tequila chicken doodle soup. And,
chicken doodle.
Yeah,
I mean the chicken doodle.
It's very similar to the chicken doodle, but chicken doodle, it's a little better. It's a pretty solid.
I'm gonna listen to this last offer before I make my.
What is
my
another guy here? Oh, hey, what is this guy doing here?
What are you? All right, Mr. Pope, you travel a lot?
I mean, no, I just hang out in the heaven. I'm a dead.
He's a dead.
You get tired of all those annoying mountains in your way when you're traveling?
What?
I only got the mountain of a god in my way, and I love the mountain of gods.
The mountains are nice to look at. Everyone's got mountains. Here's what we do with ours. We attach rockets to them. What? You can look at them, you can enjoy them, you can take pictures in front of them, and whenever you gotta go, boom, the rocket takes it out of there.
A rocket of mountains?
Boom, you got a straight shot. Straight shot right into it.
A rocket of mountains.
A rocket of mountains.
Who do you think this guy is, the Von Trapp family? I don't think he's going over any mountains anytime
what
soon.
What mountains?
What kind of mountains is he going over?
I love the sound of music.
Oh, do you?
I'm liking you more. At first, you sound very sneaky.
I'm still pretty sneaky, but those don't let that sway your opinion.
Those are Nazis. I'm a big fan.
Oh, God.
As I recall from history, you weren't much of a fan, but that's okay. It's neither here nor there.
I'm the Pope. The Pope's always a Nazi.
That's a good point. The Pope's always a Nazi. That's a golden rule.
I've heard that.
Well, let's have it, Pope. Let's see what you got.
I need a longer weekend. I'm going to go with a heaven escape.
And that's how you play Can You Sell It?
All right.
Wow.
What a joyous game.
Wow, I can't believe I got Heaven Escape. That was pretty good.
You damn cheater. It's what you are. I said it.
I saw the one wait,
Ronald Reagan?
I saw the one that Ray showed you. Why didn't you do that one?
Dude, that would have been so... I was like, I've got real good cards. Oh, I can't... Then,
I don't know. Like I said, you guys are playing a video game.
You have to sell Boy Mountain to the Pope. That's a win every time.
Oh, I thought it was Mountain Boy.
Either way.
The
Pope likes him a little rugged.
Oh, God.
Still would have been great.
Jeez.
I like a Mountain Boy.
God.
Oh, boy. I didn't think we could offend literally every demographic on the planet Earth, but we succeeded. Let's clap out the talent. Everyone,
Very Dylan, good.
I vote Dylan, fuck them.
Like, I'm just going to fuck
this
equipment
all.
Oh, jeez.
All right. That's been the show. Thank you. I want to thank my guests. Of course, we have one more section.
What is that section?
That section is plugs. Tell us what time it is.
Oh, you just told us.
Oh, good. I was worried. While you're Senoritas. It's a terrible thing to say.
Yes, it is.
All right. Welcome to the plug section. Let's get started with our guests. You guys have anything to plug, Mr. Rick?
I want to plug like three things. One, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, mm-hmm. just because Mike Calhoun has his t-shirt on.
I do. I'm wearing the Clemiger shirt. And
did you pay for that or did you give it to you?
No, I paid for it.
Really?
I gave him money, so he made a little bit of a profit.
Chris Clem, I know you listen to this. I want to give you one of my t-shirts you've made fun of on tape, and I want to trade you for one of your Clemiger shirts.
You know what?
Shirts.
I think he's running low on those shirts.
We have the same t-shirt guy, so I know how much he paid.
No, I just mean like he's running low on stock.
I'm sure he's got t-shirts. We'll figure it out.
I want one of your shirts. Everyone should get a shirt from
Yo,
Mike Roberts.
I got some in my car. I'll give you one.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I'll sell it to you for a big amount of money.
he's already trying to sell us the sub back. So, I mean, we're low.
He's pretty good at
this. I'm going to have to take another loan from Dylan.
So, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, give Tristan Thompson more money.
Absolutely. Hashtag Tristan Thompson more money.
Ice House Beer. Thank you.
Yeah.
Much up to God on that.
Okay.
Is that the official beer of the Ice House in L.A.?
No.
We are
not of relation, sir. That's fine. It's a Forrest Gump line.
Oh, I understand now. We're going to cut that part out because you suck, Ray.
I will willingly take a little bit of Raz. Yeah, never edit anything. Fucking Nirvana. And then...
This Sorry. Is the welcome to the Nirvana.
Where did this personal Nirvana vendetta hate? With Nirvana come from?
Yeah, right.
Never try to meet your heroes.
did you try and meet Kurt Cobain?
Yeah, I did, but I was like 4, and then wait, hold on, 92. I was 2,
and you were pointing a shotgun in his mouth.
I mean, I missed. All right, I was shooting for the wall. I wanted to straighten him out, and then like half of his head. I mean, it got a little messy.
Oh God!
Thankfully, Courtney Love was there to pull the trigger.
Jeez.
She just picked up the gun, put her prints on it.
All right, real plugs. Sunday, I'm going to be at Gyro. Monday, I'm on the show with Brian Bargainier, who's in town. If he's been on this one, hasn't he?
He has been on.
He's the fucking best. He's
great.
Hilarious. Come out to see that at Water Street Tavern.
Mm-hmm. Well, come out every week to the Water Street Tavern. It starts.
Oh, yeah,
the show starts at 9. It's on Monday nights, of course. but yeah, Brian Bargainier will be in town this week. Dylan, what kind of plugs you got for us?
Well, I will be doing a show with Brian Bargainier sooner than all of you.
Will
which
you?
Which is pretty great. Tomorrow.
Oh, so this will be in the past,
okay.
Unfortunately.
What, is this coming out Sunday?
This is coming out Tuesday, so both
well,
of these shows...
Well, oh, your shit's dumb, too.
Oh, fuck, I didn't even realize
it's that. Closer in proximity, so I let it slide.
I thought about it, and then you were just like, yeah, Monday.
Hey, it's kind of like... you know, January's in the past, but it's close enough that I just, you know, if you want to plug some January shows.
I'm betting that Esteban Dierte has already seen Brian Bargainier.
I bet. You guys are good friends, and he has some good connections to early access.
Well, yeah.
So you're going to be on a show tomorrow with him.
Yeah.
As in Saturday.
People in the future, it went great.
Good.
Best
great
lineup
show.
Ever. I'm on record of saying that's the better lineup than when I was on it, and we had a killer lineup.
Yeah.
This is the Lousy Weather Media Basement Show. They try to do this what quarterly?
They try.
The last one was September. Right?
Well, Vince Jensen was on that one. I went to that one for real quick. That might have been October ish.
No, it was September 25th.
Okay, cool.
So,
well, that's close to October.
So don't open your mouth if you don't know dates.
Oh. That was close to October.
Well, our good friends over at the Lousy Weather Media main show, they've been guests on here.
Shout out, Paul Wolf. I see you.
And
I can't read.
I see you.
I listen to you.
I see you over there.
I listen to you, Tony Sansonetti. I don't know you personally.
Right?
Tried to talk to you once. You were real awkward, but I still love you.
Tony is a gem. He's a great guy.
I saw him at one of the basement shows. I think I might have been on it, and he was like, oh, yeah, cool, whatever. Yeah, I'm Tony.
It sounds like him. He's a very sweet guy.
Yeah, very sweet. I missed that podcast.
Tell me back soon.
I'm using my plug time to call out someone.
I want to call out the main show. I want to call out the main show. Last time they were that Mike Calhoun was on the main show, they tried to call my bitch ass out. I call you out. Sean asked. You, I'm coming for you. Yeah. I'm coming for you, baby.
This.
I'm calling you out.
Next week at SummerSlam.
I'm calling you out, Sean Ass. It's you and nobody else will stand up to you. Josie, you're a sweetheart. Bob, you don't say nothing. Paul, you watch this fascist son ass
guys,
get in charge.
See, Ray is eating the microphone. He's eating, literally. He's
I'm coming for you, main show. This is more than a Twitter beef.
Kurt Angle knows.
This is real life beef.
My favorite part is...
They're coming for you, Joe Rogan.
My favorite part is that you commandeered Dylan's plug time to start a war with the main show.
Go see Dylan Musk.
You probably wonder where you're going to see me, huh?
Oh, man. But
if
yeah,
you stuck around through all of that.
The Lousy Weather guys, they put on a show, a basement show. They try to do it quarterly, and so we are on the Lousy Weather Media Network, and we love those guys. We love everyone, everyone's shows, and so go out to their shows. They advertise it very well. They do it way ahead of time, so you have plenty of time to RSVP and head out. Any other plugs for you, Dylan? Any other things you can? You're in the Lakewood area. Usually at some open mics. Everyone needs to start going out to open mics more.
I'll be doing a Bill Squire show, Barrio, the day before this comes out.
Great.
So hope you guys had a great time.
Yeah.
That's
hope
really
those tacos
it.
Were filling.
Yeah. I'll be doing Oh Fools.
Oh,
the fool. Week after this comes out. What date is that?
That would be
the
10th?
November 12th.
November? We're in February. What is happening with your brain? All right, cool. Let's find out.
Oh, no, that's not even the next week because that's Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day, you can catch me. I will be
outside
in the club.
We both had valid input there.
Catch me in the club. Yeah.
I will be in Little Italy with my girlfriend. Feel free to come up and interrupt us. Yes.
Oh, Little Italy. Okay, cool.
Literally.
He's literally.
He'll literally be in. On the same wavelength.
What else is happening?
You don't have to mention anything else if you don't want to.
I'm filming a movie with my friends.
Oh, hell yeah.
First shoot is on Sunday. Jensen Strock is in it.
Oh. There you go.
And she's probably don't know anyone else in it.
She has been on the show twice, and she has hinted at some video projects twice.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Jensen Strock. She has mentioned it both times and given us no details. She's been very timid about it. So I'm going to be hounding you for details.
I'm with the Pope and I approve this message.
All
this
I can
movie.
Say is I'll be using here. That briefcase that I walked in with.
Oh, the one with the bomb in it.
That only us know about.
And all you guys on the live stream, look at that briefcase. That's what I'll be using.
What? Who are
Dylan,
you looking
Dylan is
we
pointing.
Have a live stream for the deaf people. Keep on our inside.
What kind of podcast doesn't have a live stream?
I'm sorry.
Dylan is pointing to various parts of the sub for the listener. Now he's doing... Now he's doing Usain Bolt. Okay,
but can
cool.
we all appreciate the visual of him actually looking at some point of the
yeah,
wall?
I know.
No, we all can't. Just you three.
Committed to the bit. Committed to the bit.
We'll all cherish that memory. Yeah. Everyone knows that John... Oh, do you guys have any social medias that you want people to follow? Twitter or something like that?
No, I don't.
Nope,
I don't want any of you
okay.
to follow anything I'm doing. Really.
Okay.
All right. At The Ray Roberts on Twitter... Were male modeling on Facebook.
Yeah, I have a question. What does Were stand for?
Who is Ray Roberts?
Oh,
it took me a second. I almost delete you on Instagram every time. I'm like, who the fuck is this dude?
Speaking of Instagram, it's at @WIRR_life. So Were_life. I'm trying.
Nice.
My favorite thing is trying to make it through in real life without laughing about it. Because even my own girlfriend is like, I can't even tag you in shit anymore.
No.
Like, it's so funny.
I hope someday you start your own shoe company and you call it Were Life.
Dude,
you got so serious right now.
That's
what I'm working for,
I'm
man.
I'm trying. Like, I've got these t-shirts that nobody's bought. I've given away. Like, Al... and like one other person I can't remember. Sorry if you're the person, but like two people have bought my t-shirts and I've given them away and I'm on fucking batch number two. So
you made another batch of them.
Yo, Josh Bush is very convincing when you're drunk like all the time.
No,
so
he's not.
Love that. All right, everyone knows that Johnny cannot be found on Twitter because he's not on there. But if you do find a Johnny Trowbridge on Twitter, follow him and ask him about this show.
Yeah, ask him about this episode.
Say, hey,
what's up with all
what's up with Esteban?
Yeah, just, what's
just
up with Esteban?
Find Johnny Trowbridge on Twitter and message him, what's up with Esteban?
Yeah.
But instead, Johnny doesn't spend time on social media, so he has projects on the sub. And what do you have for us this week? What are you working on?
You know, unicycles?
I do know of unicycles.
Yeah, I just took a bar, fused those together, took off the seats, put one in the middle, and then I threw it in a dumpster fire. And now okay. I have it's just a dumpster fire.
It's just melted metal.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you were going.
It's like an art piece, though.
Yeah, yeah, it is a little bit of an art piece.
It says a lot.
I don't feel like it's functional, but that was a good.
It's called The Fall of Communism.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, capitalism.
Okay. Either way, I mean, they're kind of interchangeable.
Is that the whole name?
Yeah, the fall of communism. Wait. Capitalism. That's the whole name.
Well, hopefully we see that exhibit in the Louvre.
It's at the Guggenheim.
It's at the
Guggenheim. Right now.
Okay, cool. Is that no, are you just talking about Mr. Part Guggenheim? Time. His house?
It's Mr. Guggenheim,
it's just
yes.
in Mr. Guggenheim's house?
Yes, I asked him permission.
Okay, cool. At least yes. you did that.
Yeah. It's also Mrs. Guggenheim's house. I mean...
oh!
Well, hashtag I'm with her.
Actually, they have two separate houses.
Hashtag I'm with Mrs. Guggenheim.
They have two we separate need, houses we need to get, and two separate twin beds.
I might have to...
That's a good movement.
I might have to drive Ray around to sober him up a bit after in the sub. I might have to.
After every podcast I've done with him.
Perhaps after every show.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, you can follow this show on Twitter at TUnbelievables or TUnbelievables. There's a short story behind that, and I won't get into it. You can follow me on the Twitter at Mike_Calhoun. Don't follow me on Instagram because I don't really do much on there. Actually, I do funnier things on Instagram, but don't follow me.
Don't follow him.
It's _Mike_Calhoun.
Is it because I tagged you in a picture on Instagram and
no.
you're mad about yes. it?
No, I'm not mad about that. That is, I laughed at that. Yeah, listen to the show. Listen to the Lousy Weather Media main show. Listen to
coming
every show.
For you, Sean Ass. He's coming.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm coming
Sunday,
for you. I know,
SummerSlam.
I know where you live.
No! I know where you're going to be on Saturday.
All right, goodbye. That's the end of the episode.
Your own house.
Armageddon.
I'll be there.
This Sunday.
Fare thee well. Goodbye.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.